702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
24 after 8, let's quickly catch up with Adam Gilchrist now and news from around the world. Adam, a very good morning to you. We'll start, of course, with the news out of the US. Rest in peace to their American hero, Colin Powell.
Yes, he was called that, wasn't he, when he was inaugurated as US Secretary of State. President George Bush called him, George W. Bush called him an American hero. He's an extraordinary character in all sorts of ways. I mean, you don't always find yourself agreeing with him over the years, but given just in, we can't do him justice in a few seconds, but given that he was born into segregation, the son of Jamaican parents, immigrants in Harlem and New York, that they taught him that hard work and discipline will get you places. He joined the military. He went to Vietnam, where he formed the opinion that only fight winnable wars when the public is on your side, which is a very interesting doctrine for any military leader. Not just a military leader, of course, although he became the first black Joint Chiefs of Staff, ultimately the first black or African-American U.S. Secretary of State, a four-star general, a five-star diplomat. People sing his praises as somebody who picked up the phone and met and talked and listened and so forth. A Republican, but a stern critic of Donald Trump. We keep ticking those boxes. His big mistake, of course, was the speech he gave at the UN, an impassioned speech in many ways, talking about the invasion of Iraq, justifying action against Saddam Hussein because of weapons of mass destruction. Well, we know what happened with that, and he admitted it was a mistake that would haunt him, and he resigned soon after. But do you know what? Overall, the tributes I'm looking at this morning from the great and the good, a role model, a trailblazer, I mean, a great guy, aged 84, COVID got him in the end, but there are so many books about him that, as I say, we can't do justice in half a minute.
Absolutely, we can't. We absolutely can't. Tell me about a chef's horror story jailed in Dubai over drugs.
It's that worst nightmare thing, isn't it, when you get locked up in a foreign country. Not that it's happened to me, but we live in fear, don't we? Get locked up in a foreign country for something you feel you absolutely did not do and then try to argue your way out. Happened to Luke Tully, a restaurateur and a chef in Dubai. He received a message from a punter requesting a table for 10. It appears the punter involved had some sort of drug dealing past and was being watched by police in the UAE. So when they saw this message, table for 10, they took it, excuse me, as a coded request for 10 grams of cocaine. Luke Tully was duly arrested, the restaurateur. He was told by police, tell where the drugs are or we'll throw you off a balcony, is what he said happened. Ultimately found guilty, jailed for 18 months, finally freed on appeal. In fact, UAE prosecutors are now appealing themselves against the appeal, so they want to still have a jail term against him. He's back in England, so I can't imagine the long arm of the Dubai law will come and pluck him out of middle England. But a pressure group called Detained in Dubai says there are hundreds of such wrongful arrests every year. So, I mean, I suppose you can go to Dubai, sit in the hotel, not do anything. But, you know, if you're heading that way, happy holidays. It's a bit of a salutary tale, doesn't it?
Gosh, don't carry any salt in your bags, I can tell you that much, right? Tell me about this Winter Olympic protest.
I wonder if it'll be the first of many, I would suspect. It is that odd thing, isn't it? We keep seeing our World Cups and the Olympics go to some dodgy places, frankly. So the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics, it doesn't matter what China does with human rights abuses, but they will get protests. So they had the torch lighting ceremony at Olympia in Greece to sort of start the whole thing off 15, 16 months in advance. And protesters were there with banners. Some managed to get into the event, had to be dragged off by security. Some got arrested by police outside as they tried to storm the torch lighting ceremony. The torch, of course, begins in Greece, as it always does, and then heads off and will head around China, I guess, ahead of the Winter Olympics. But there is that thing about human rights abuses. This is absolutely about it. And I can't imagine protesters are just going to go away, although, frankly, whether they appear in China, not so sure.
Adam Gilchrist, we'll have to leave it there for this morning's World View.